Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Talk about ability to get into a funk real fast. What's 26 points just like that? Bang. Thanks for coming.
Bang, yeah. So yesterday morning I said that we will start to see the impact of the Middle East conflict on New Zealand data. Well, we didn't have to wait long for that, did we? Because, you know, yesterday we had the release of the ANZ Business Outlook, and headline, business confidence has fallen 26 points. That is a material move. So as you talk about that through the rest of the morning, Mike, I'm sure you will have a smorgasbord of colourful adjectives that you can use to describe that. It fell from 59 to 33, and ANZ do detail how the response has changed over the course of the month. And to take any suspense away from what that is, they quite dramatically worsened as the responses were received over the course of March. So business confidence is back to levels we saw in the middle of 2024. You remember that wee recession we had?
Right.
July 24, so confidence has simply evaporated. So, look, headline business confidence, there's a lot of sentiment. That's the sort of blue sky number, people out there looking. Own activity outlook, which is a little more nuanced, that fell from 53 to 39. The number that's a little more concerning for me is the move in past activity. So past activity, that's real numbers. They ask people, what has happened to your business compared to last year? So it fell from 23 to 18, which suggests that it's not just a sentiment, a confidence issue. There actually was a fall there, a sharp fall for retail, but you can see that some firms are already sort of feeling the impact, and it was broad-based. It wasn't just in isolated pockets. Now, that's the best indicator of GDP, so that is a little bit worrying, and I think Sharon Zola commented that some firms are reporting a hit as people start, they're deferring decision-making in the face of uncertainty, so there you have it. Inflation indicators, they've gone up, again, unsurprising. Percentage of firms looking to raise their prices, that's up 7 points. 85% of firms looking to raise their prices. It was 79% previously. That's the highest since 2023. And in sort of, I guess, another worrying sign for hopes of that employment revival, that employment recovery, employment intentions fell from 22 to 9. I guess the question I have, Mike, when I'm also always trying to look forward and what's going to happen is, if the war were to end, how quickly would this recover? And we don't really know that at the moment.
No, we don't. And then we come to KMD, who had troubles before the war as well.
That's right. So KMD Brands, we talked to this yesterday morning as well. So we were looking for an announcement during the day yesterday. We got it. The company has been successful in arranging a rescue package. In this case, it's a heavily discounted capital raise. So they're looking to raise $65.3 million in new capital. That is fully underwritten, though. What that means is that they will get the money, regardless of how it comes. It's an offer price of 6 cents a share. Pre-trading, it was 19.5 cents per share. David Kirk, the company chairman, will step down. They also released their results. So they did improve sales, but profitability was under pressure, Mike. So they're doing a lot of discounting. So they recorded a loss of $13.1 million. The shares will start trading again tomorrow. So look, yeah, the problem that Kathmandu Brands had was they fixed costs. They're things like interest, rents, and leases. This year, though, and so let's be positive, this year, though, does look to have started better, and let's hope that carries on for them.
Well, they seem to have a plan, don't they? They say they've got a plan.
They do.
Okay. What else you can tell me?
Well,
you've got something to lift me up a bit this morning?
Well, it's, you know, I've been saying just don't look at the headlines. It's getting harder because these headlines are just starting to become seemingly sort of kind of random. But we've had a wonderful rally in the US share market.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Nasdaq's up 3.5%. And I look at that and I go, something must have happened. But then I twist my head around to another screen and we've got Brent crude at $118 a barrel. So, look, there could be a little bit of jockeying going on because it's end of month over in the US. But all I'm saying is just look at what's happening on the ground. Is the Strait of Hormuz open at this stage? It is not.
Righto, numbers.
Okay, the Dow Jones is up 947 points. This is not an April Fool's joke either, Mike. These are the numbers. So the Dow Jones is up 950 points, now 2.1%, 46,179. The S&P 500 is up 165 points, that's 2.6%. And the NASDAQ is up 3.6%, a 755 points, 21,552. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained just under 0.5%, 10,176. During trading yesterday, sort of some markets were weaker. The Nikkei, for instance, it fell 822 points yesterday, 1.58%, 51063. The Shanghai Composite fell 0.8%, 3891 the mark there. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.25%, 8481. But the NZX 50 gained 58 points. Oh, sorry, gained 163 points, 1.28%. So a good day, 12,912. So it's a topsy-turvy world, Mike. The Kiwi dollar, 0.5733 against the US, against the Aussie, 0.8321. 0.4965 against the euro, 0.4335 against the pound, 91.09 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,643. And as I said, Brent crude, $118.50 a barrel.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.